This text from Malachi is, you see, the word came to Malachi. The Lord said, I hear what they're saying. They don't trust me at all. And, you know, what good does it do to do all this stuff? God's not helping us out. And so, but you, for you who hear my name, the last line only, there will arise the Son of Justice with his healing rays. If you listen to me, if you trust me, then you will feel my radiant presence. The gospel, Luke is best at these. Another parable about prayer. It's amazing, isn't it? I mean, our Lord, this is God talking to us. You have to, like, if you go to Nazareth, maybe some of you already been, there's a first century house there. And it gives you an idea of what Our Lady lived in. It's a cave. And then attached to the front of the cave is a sort of a house. You know, there's a roof, there's walls, and that's where the people live. In the back is where you keep the stuff, and you sometimes keep the animals there too during the night, and where the stove is to cook. So our Lord is making this very graphic. Now you know the story. You know, in our culture, we call it, Joe, you got any bread? I'll be right over. You know, not there. So the family are all lying on the floor on mats. And in back is the place where the food is. So this fellow knocks and he says, can you let me have 3 loaves of bread? I just had a friend come in. And he says, look, he's hollering through the door. Well, look, we just got to bed, which means his whole family is lying on the floor. I'd have to step over all of them, go all the way to the back, get the bread, step out. You know, just see, it wasn't just like our idea. So it's trouble. And I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. Now, what is Jesus telling us? Father, my Father, don't you love him and trust him enough just to keep knocking until he's going to answer? I'm always awed the way our Lord talks. Who else would dare compare God, the Father, to a sleepy neighbor who doesn't want to get out of bed? Who but God himself would do that? So he's saying, you keep right on going. Keep right on asking. And my Father will hear you. Well, I've been praying for 2 months. Maybe keep it up. You know? I don't know the right word. You know, humanity is never so beautiful as here in Jesus, joined to the divinity. What a way to speak. Nobody else would dare do that. So, I tell you, ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Didn't say how many times you have to knock. Why doesn't he just answer us? Because if he did, given the way we are, sort of selfish and self-centered, and you know, we'd never think of him. He would just be a big abstract source of all the good stuff we want. The image I always have is if a child wants some candy or an ice cream cone, let's say. And you're holding it. Gimme, 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 gimme. And you just keep holding it until finally he looks up at you. Oh, now there's a relationship. Then you give him the ice cream. That's what our Lord is talking about. If you keep talking to my Father, whether you know him or not, finally you'll get to know him. And I promise you, says the living Son of God himself, that's more valuable than all the ice cream cones in the world. Isn't that beautiful? Now, this is why, you know, as it we ponder these things. You know, read that over yourself if you want. But then say, Jesus, why do you talk like that? You know, is it just to keep us praying? No. It's that I know you, he says. If I give you, you know, if the Father gives you everything you want right away, he's just a big abstract source of everything you need. And how deprived you would be because you wouldn't know my Father. How deprived you'd be. And so, do you know how many there are other stories like this? This is one of the best, though. Every time I realize, I was looking upstairs, oh boy, we got this one today, this is great. Because this is the Son of God telling us, you know, you guys, you know better. If your son asks you for a fish, do you hand him a snake? You know? If he asks you for an egg, do you hand him a scorpion? And if you who are wicked, and you're wicked, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give you the gift, the Holy Spirit, if you ask him? Well, why don't we today take some time to just go to the Father and say, Father, give me, send me your blessed Holy Spirit. He's equal to you. I mean, he's infinite, holy, eternal. But you are the source. Even in the Trinity, you're the source without any lack of equality. I want the blessed Holy Spirit, please.